My Audible. This is my
You're...
first time over here. This is Shelly Angel.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, you are audible. I could see you and everything. It's great.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Very good. How are you?
Okay. Good to see you.
Oh, good. Whereabouts likewise, and whereabouts are you located?
I'm in Yardley, Pennsylvania, kind of on the edge along the Delaware.
Okay.
Eastern side of Pennsylvania.
Looks like you're outside and enjoying some nature.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out here, get some fresh air, and keep an eye on my border collie, too.
Oh, nice. Nice. So you're not wearing a mask. That's I'm glad to see it.
Not as much as possible. I don't wear the mask. I need to wear it around my parents. I have parents who are in their mid-80s.
Yeah.
And they are petrified. And I can't hand them my reality. I have to live according to their reality because, you know, the situations you define as real will be in their consequence. And I'm not going to rattle their world.
Yeah, so. No, that's smart and nice of you. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your parents are pretty worried. Are they in pretty good health otherwise?
Yes, they are. And okay. I am begging them not to take their flu shot. And I've sent them emails and videos and, you know, arguments against it. And we'll see what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, they do know they never want to go to a nursing home. And they know if they ever get sick that I promise that I will be their care. I have a nursing degree as well as a degree in mathematics education.
Oh,
so
my goodness. Wow.
I will be there. I will be their go-to person.
Wow. So I'm curious about you. So you have a nursing degree, but you're not, you know, you're kind of going against the grain a little bit, right?
Oh, I have gone against the grain for many years, Justin. Many years. I was an anti-vaxxer before the term was coined.
Oh, really?
Yes. Way back when there was problems with the... with the DPT shot and the pertussis angle of that.
Uh-huh.
I lucked against that. I watched what it did and where the SIDS were coming from.
Uh-huh.
I was a maternal child nurse, not just a nurse, maternal child nurse. And I went to try and find a way to get a hold of the only organization that was against, you know, fighting against SIDS, the SIDS epidemic. And there was a SIDS foundation. And I bet you couldn't guess who ran that. SIDS Foundation.
The SIDS Foundation. Let me guess. Let's see. An organization around autism, maybe, or
no. SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome.
No, I know, okay. But yeah.
Okay. And the people who were running the organization, the only organization to solve the problem,
uh-huh.
The only thing that you could join was one run by the pharmaceutical companies. Everybody on the pharmaceutical company.
Oh my
so
gosh!
It was a CYA organization. So wow. I was grassroots. In everybody's face, what I've seen, what I know, I knew several different women who lost their babies. I said, gee, when was the last time you had them immunized? Within 7 days. I mean,
really?
Wow. It was harrowing. And my kids, I homeschooled them. They didn't get the right shots for school, but I manufactured enough stuff to look like they did, only I didn't do that. I will never say that legally.
Yeah, no, I hear you. How old are your kids now?
Oh, my kids, I got, there are one that just turned 30 and then two in their mid-30s. So 38, 35, and 30.
Okay, wow. And your kids are all healthy, all doing well?
All healthy, all good. Two of them, even with my homeschooling, which was going to wreck them as far as my parents were concerned. Two of them have PhDs now, one of them in electrical engineering, the other one in education.
Wow.
And the third one has a high degree in the arts. So
wow.
She's got it.
So you homeschooled them and you didn't vaccinate them and they're in their 30s now doing great.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, they've married people who are against what I do. And some of them have caught up with their vaccinations. It's a heartbreak. I know you're protecting your kids now. Watch out. Yeah. There's a rough ride when they start thinking for themselves and they think you've wrecked them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're in a spot that's really tough right now because we have 2-year-old twins and we're doing the same thing you did, you know, many years ago. Mm-hmm. So, but in today's world is such a different climate that.
Oh, it's very hard. First of all, you can't falsify things as easily with the digital world.
I know, right? Yeah.
I just told them what they needed to hear and I found a way to do it. I knew what the think form should look like, you know.
It's funny, right? Life, you say life is so different, you know, 30 years ago or 20 years ago, but it's amazing to say that life was so different 6 months ago, you know?
Yes.
Is that
it's
wild?
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very strange. So I'm glad you're not wearing a mask, and I'm glad that you're going to be there for, you know, for your parents and advising them to not get a flu shot. That's great.
And I give them statistics, and you know, they just, I have a brother who goes the other way, and he's extremely dictatorial. He's older than me, and we all know Bob's very smart. So
Right.
So, hey, there's somebody. Jamie's here.
Jamie's hi, Justin. There.
How's it going, okay. Jamie?
Good. Do I have to tap? Good. I'm seeing I have to tap to talk, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. No. Right now, it looks like your mic just went out and your computer video went out, but...
maybe you tapped and you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Tap again.
I'm not sure how Skype works on phone.
Okay, now I'm tapping again and now I can... Now,
cool.
You hear me?
Cool.
There you are.
Oh, there we are. Cool.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, whereabouts are you from?
Well, I'm up in near Pasadena.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. California then, right?
Well, I'm getting ready to put my house on the market next week.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
I'm
going to rent for a while until my youngest is done with school, and then... I don't know, just look around. I'm just excited to get out of the housing market right now.
And out of state?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of everything that's going on?
Yeah.
Because of your undying love and commitment to Governor Newsom?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, we have so many people. I've been hearing that so much of how many people are just, it's a mass exodus out of California.
It is. It is. I can't leave for a couple of years, which I think is good timing just to kind of, you know, see where everything lands in a few years. But
yeah,
I don't know.
It's becoming so draconian. And when you see what's going on, I mean, it's not just California, it's every state, right? I mean,
that's what I was going to ask. Where are you going to go instead of California?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
We got an email from a member that's in Victoria down in Australia where Melbourne is. And man, she was telling me that it's so strict down there. You can't leave for more than an hour. And it's, you know, I think only one person out of your family can leave at a time. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's crazy. And did you hear about the story with the pregnant woman who got arrested?
Yes.
How crazy is that?
In California?
No, in Melbourne. So she was setting up a group on Facebook. She's a pregnant woman about ready to go get an ultrasound. And she set up a group on Facebook to protest the mandatory lockdowns down there. And the police came to her house and arrested her for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy everywhere. It is.
I know, right? So I'm thinking the same thing, Jamie, as you. Do we go to Texas or do we go? Because I'm in California as well. Do we go to Texas? Do we go to Arizona? Where do we go, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, Daryl and I, my husband and I, bought land in Maine. That's what we chose. We bought 15 acres on an island off the coast of Acadia. You know, that, and we're planning. He still has a few more years of work to put in, and I'm going to be here as long as my parents need me. But the next phase of our life, he's working in New York City right now. And, but the next phase of our life is to go to Swan's Island, and we've got a piece that'll be off grid. We'll be, you know, eating clean and working our own world and trying to make our own little slice of heaven on earth as a, you know, living example of what can be done is our plan.
Wow. So. Wow. That's incredible. So a little island off the coast of Maine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the name of the island is Swan's Island, and it has 337 inhabitants right now. It's not our own island. It's an island that's incorporated and everything.
Okay.
So it's a town. So.
Oh, my goodness. Have you guys been able to check out at all any of the COVID resources that I put together inside the Academy?
No, I've been trying to find them, and I just got a link, and I was going to go there first, but then I saw you were going to be live soon, so I came here instead. But I'm very interested in that because I've been putting my pile of stuff together too. And I want to see if ours jive.
You know what, Shelley, if you have anything you want to send me, this is something I'm adding to on a weekly basis. So if you have other research, there's so much happening, but My goal, I'm big into herbs,
so I might have to give you a list of my herbs.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different angles to the whole thing but what I wanted to do is put together something that you could tell, like Shelley, your parents, for example, or my parents, where they're not going to listen to Dr. Bergman. They're not going to listen to me. They won't listen to Dr. Cruz. They will listen to the natural doctors. They'll listen to Fauci, though, you know, or they'll listen to CNN.
Right. But they also, if you have, like, if you put lists like that, they're just clean lists that then have the resources, you know, where the information was taken from, you know, that is hard for them to argue. You know, when I give them the clean list without, like, oh, that came from Bergman, we don't want to hear.
Right,
he believes
in
chemtrails. Like, so do I, but that's okay.
You know? Yeah, no, that was my plan with all this, is to link directly to the NIH, to the CDC, to the WHO. So there's no debating, you know, like there's been a lot of debate going around. Have you guys seen the updated CDC numbers recently?
I've kind of watched them. My husband's been watching them. He's printing stuff out for me like crazy. He's great like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen them in the last 2 days.
I'm surprised that's not bigger news than it is.
Yeah, well, I mean,
not really surprised, but
it's funny because, you know, people have been flagging that as incorrect and partially true data. Like, you know, people are linking directly to the CDC, and on Facebook, they're saying that's factually incorrect when you're linking directly to the CDC. So they're obviously trying to protect something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I mean, 9,627, 6% of the 161,000 people.
Well,
I mean,
and then
that's
you have to take into account how many of those were accidentally killed by giving oxygen too soon. You know, that's just an accidental mistake.
Exactly. Or like what they're saying, their argument is, someone sent me a link on our Instagram because I posted the actual numbers from CDC, and someone posted me a link saying, you need to make sure to check your sources first. This is incorrect data. And then he sent me a link to a video, and in the video, the guy's argument was, okay, you have a certain amount of people that died only from COVID, right? That's 6%. And then you have the other 94% that have an average of around 2.4 to 2.6 comorbidities. But he was saying that the argument there is that you can't prove that they just died from those other 2.5 things. They also had COVID. But it's like, no, the CDC itself said that only 6% has one morbidity, and that's COVID-19. So it's like, you can't make an argument from silence. You know what I mean?
Well, and along those lines, you know, how much of COVID is really COVID? How much of COVID is just the flu that would have gotten them anyway? You know, and there's so much more to that than just.
Oh, true. Yes.
Right. I know. Right. It's crazy.
Justin, how do you feel about that? It's passed by fecal transmission.
Yeah, I've read that as well. I honestly don't think. I mean, to me, this whole thing is a charade. And to me, I look at it like a courtroom. Okay, so there's a claim. You can make claims all day long. People can claim this and claim that. Prove that to me. You know what I mean? Like, I heard that as well. But just prove it to me, and I'll believe it. And if you don't prove it, I won't believe it. And so, it's hard for me to invest a lot of emotional energy into all of this without proof. Like, we had that doctor, that medical doctor, Dr. Kaufman on our show, applying the Koch's postulates to this whole thing. And there's a 5-step approach. And the first step is to, isolate the virus, right? So that you can know what you're dealing with.
They can't get past it first.
Been able to isolate the virus. So if you can't do step one, steps 4, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are just don't apply. So it's like,
that's true.
You know, the whole thing is moot if you can't even isolate the virus. And so I'm happy to believe that it's transmitted by, you know, by fecal matter, but just prove it, you know, but it's, I don't know. I mean, there's so many different angles to this thing. When you realize that, like, ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy and high dose IV vitamin C therapy kills 100% of viruses, there's nothing to worry about. There's just nothing to worry about. You know, there's no fear. You know, I've said all along, I'd let someone cough on me that has COVID. I'm not worried about it. You know,
my 20-year-old daughter actually got it.
Uh-huh.
And she is a mask wearer all the time. She totally believes in it. So she randomly found out she got it because she went to urgent care for some abdominal pain.
Okay.
And they just randomly tested her and it came back positive. So I'm like, go get tested again. I don't believe it. She got tested again and it came back positive. So she came to stay at my house and I took care of her like a mom does. I waited on her. I gave her a hug. I did not wear my mask, but I did wash my hands. I was very conscientious of washing my hands.
Yeah.
And she had a high fever one day, a dry cough the next day, and then like 3-4 days of just really tiredness. In that whole time frame, she got tested 4 times and was positive. So that means that's 4 new cases.
Yeah, for right, California. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And I never got it.
Yeah.
So it was a...
Unless you got tested.
I went and got tested and I was negative.
Good for you. Oh, you did go tested. I wouldn't
I went and got it. the 15-minute rapid blood test, and okay. I was negative. When she was all done, just to prove because my other kids were scared. So,
hey, Jamie, by chance, do you have any kids under 18?
Uh-huh.
So I would be leery about getting a test myself because they're talking about, I think Sheila knows about this, about the contact tracing and the ability for them to remove, you know?
Let me tell you, when I went and got my test, they didn't take any information from me whatsoever. I could have wrote down, all I did was write something down because I paid $100 to do it.
Okay.
At this urgent care, they couldn't find me if they wanted to.
Interesting. Yeah.
They didn't look at my driver's license. Nothing. It wow. was so. It was really interesting.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because you know that's one of the reasons why for me, in my journey of health, learning about the importance of getting rid of excess iron in your body and in your blood, how important that is for long term health. So I'm a regular blood donator because of that. And I last donated blood in February. And I do it every change of season. And I haven't been able to donate blood because the Red Cross and there's another organization here locally, they all do these sort of tests as something that's like an advertised bonus is getting tested for, you know, COVID-19. And sure. I don't want that anywhere near my name because of the contact tracing, you know.
Right.
And yeah. having 2-year-old kids, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Along those lines of getting just on your blood drawing thing, I love the idea of, you know, donating blood. But along those lines, my mother's mother died of hemochromatosis, basically, complications of. And hemochromatosis, friends of the family, she's been tested. She only has one of the genes. You need both to be a full-blown hemochromatosis
okay.
person. But one gene predisposes you still to hanging on to too much iron. That's what hemochromatosis people cannot get rid of their iron. So your idea of donating blood, wonderful idea. But the problem with it is that she's got very fine veins. She's a 5'1", tiny little woman with tiny, tiny veins who's in her mid-80s. She can't go to give blood. It'll blow her veins out. She can't handle the needle it takes for that. And
wow.
She's been told she's a terrible candidate for that kind of thing many times. She's also a nurse. So
is she open to blood donation but just can't do it, or does she not know about it?
Well, she knows about blood donation. Like I said, she's got a nursing degree also. But she can't do it because her veins are very small. And they're damaged every time they, you know, put a needle in her. And nobody wants to put a needle in her. It's very, very hard to get a vein on her. You know?
I know.
So, I mean, even if she hydrates really well and does all the stuff you can to pump up a vein, doesn't matter. She's just not a good candidate for that. And they're very tortuous too, veins, you know, which means they're very, got a lot of rugae in them and stuff. And so she's not a candidate. They just blow. So the thing is, the thing I have her doing is I have her taking copper rich foods and I have her, you know, on bee pollen, and I have her doing things that are good in other ways. And then I won't let her have anything that's rich in iron, or mostly broccoli and all that. I mean, leafy green vegetables, you got to have those.
Yeah, for
other reasons. So the iron's coming, but she doesn't take super rich iron things. Like, I would never let her have nettle tea because of the iron content.
Right. So you must be familiar with Morley Robbins' work then.
Yes. So.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, that's awesome. Keep
her that if you have something to add to that, you know, besides just trying to keep it so that other metals that, you know, live in the blood cells the same place, you know, usurping the space for iron and keeping her on the right diet.
Oh shoot,
I think
someone is, I think that was Tiny's microphone. Okay, yeah. Sorry, what did you say, Sheila? Because you're kind of double feedback there.
Yeah, I did. I heard that myself.
Yeah.
I have suggestions that I didn't just notice there. That, you know, besides leeches, I can't get her to do leeches.
Yeah, well, that's a big, you know, thing in this world is people who understand the benefits of this are now going to leeches. But
yeah,
there's other ways to detoxify. We've had several doctors on our radio show talk about how it's possible to delete some or get rid of some iron through sauna therapy.
Yeah, good idea. Just from your sale, that was great. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, great. Great. Yeah. So that's an option. I just don't know that you can get rid of enough iron to make, especially if you're consuming more than 1 milligram a day. If you're doing that, then you're probably consuming more than you're getting rid of. But yeah, if she's not able to donate blood, but you know what? The way I look at it is like, if she's in her 80s, she's doing some things really great. You know, she's doing some things really well. And, you know, if she can't donate blood, I mean, that's incredible. If we could all make it to 80 and relatively good health, she's doing something that none of us have done yet. So we should be learning from her, right? So
mid-80s, and she, you know, she doesn't know she's grounding. She thinks she's gardening, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. She's out there every day, you know, and she's doing things right. They eat right. They make their own food. So as long as she just keeps doing what she's doing, I guess I'm going to let her coast.
You know what I mean? For me, I think iron and getting rid of, there's a lot of good books called Dumping Iron and that on Amazon and tons of research about it. And I think it's one of my most important health practices I do. But at the same time, if someone made it to 80 and they're doing well and they're not doing that, if they're willing to do it and they see the value of it and they're able to do it, then that's great. But a lot of times we give health advice to people who are in their 90s, you know, and we may not even live that long. So what do we do?
What do we know?
Well,
if it wasn't for the hemochromatosis, you know, I wouldn't even worry. But I worry about that linked with the repercussions of Alzheimer's that can come from too much, you know, rusty iron in the brain, you know.
Yeah, rusty iron and polyunsaturated fats oxidizing. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad that she's open to things because a lot of times the older generations are not. So that's great.
I've given them some natural healing remedies over the last couple of years, but they're like, no. And then they've done, hey, that worked. So you know, they're getting on board.
Yeah, that's great, though. I mean, you know, it's just supporting everybody in their own journey, I think, is the most important thing. And walking in humbleness and, you know, which is what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, I used to try to force my ideas on other people because I thought it would help them. And that doesn't do any good. You know?
Oh, it doesn't. Good, no.
So I see Bill is here, Anthony, Mary, and David. Are you guys, your microphone on, guys, or no?
Can you hear me, Justin?
I can hear you perfect, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I had to change to my phone because you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay.
I'm Mary from Michigan, and some time ago you told me about Dr. Tent and Novi.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I went to him, and I got to tell you, that was the best thing I could do. And I
really?
Mean, he is very impressed on just 1 month what happened. I'm seeing Dr. Joff, his partner, but I just want to thank you for that big time.
So what did you say said, that you were going to him for? I forget.
Well, my blood pressure was out of whack. I'm losing weight, but it's not seeming to help my blood pressure.
Okay.
I'm taking 2 blood pressure medicine a day. When he took blood work and everything, he said that I was so full of gout and inflammation. And that's why I was having so much pain in my hips and my thighs and my back. And in 1 month, I dropped 1 pill of blood pressure and I'm doing much, much better. So I just want to thank you for that. I mean, he was even amazed. No pain. I mean, I can stand for longer than I've ever done before. So...
Oh, man, that's so good to hear. So how far away from you?
Is it a little over an hour? The only bad thing is we're putting our house on the market next week and we're going to South Carolina. So I hope I can find someone there, but otherwise we'll just Skype each other.
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool. I'm glad to, you know, as you can imagine with our radio show since 2012, I just have so much access to all these different people in different locations.
Yeah.
So I'm able to sort of say, hey, this person in your area might be someone to look into. And
that is awesome that you did that.
Yeah.
You were talking earlier, but you couldn't hear me. You were talking about to, if you were at the part where you said you could say, have a COVID person cough at you and it wouldn't bother you. And then you named something that would kill all germs and bacteria. What was that?
Oh yeah. It's, IV vitamin C therapy, high dose, and ultraviolet.
You said AD?
Intravenous.
Intravenous. Yeah. Oh, sorry. IV. Oh. Yeah. So like IV vitamin C therapy, although I don't recommend it for a few other reasons that has to do with the copper iron balance, but high dose IV vitamin C therapy and ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy. It's okay. Otherwise known as UBI. And there's a practitioner, you can go on the acam.org, acam.org, and you can look up in your area by practice, you know, anyone that does, for example, ozone therapy or IV therapy or UBI, you can look for your zip code and then put in those therapies and you can find someone. So I recommend even just for the regular flu, like every year, if you have someone in your area that does UBI, you could go at, if you're coming down with the flu and just knock it out, you know? So that's,
you said IBI?
UBI. It's ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy.
Okay.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah, please.
With along with the vitamin C, which is the one you're talking about, different intravenous therapies there, and they're all good. But with the vitamin C, it's sometimes hard to get into somebody. It's hard to get the dose you need. You have to argue for it sometimes. And something you don't have to argue for, which has been proven to be by some as good, others would argue almost as good. But I want to add in the idea of liposomal vitamin C. Liposomal vitamin C is vitamin C that's embedded in oils. And when you take that, the oil is absorbed at the top of your GI tract rather than running all the way through you. One of the reasons we can't get so much vitamin C through it when we just take the ascorbic acid that's just, you know, powder, is that it hits the gut a funny way. And, you know, there's so much, there's a sensitizing dose, which after that, everybody's is different. It runs right through you and then you're done. You don't absorb it. Mm-hmm. But the liposomal is easier to absorb and it's faster to absorb. It goes straight into your bloodstream through that fat system. And I find that it can be very helpful and extremely, and just get it in your house. Have it. If you think you've hit something bad or whatever, I really recommend the liposomal C. You can take more of it and it gets to where you need it faster.
Yeah, good point, Shelley. A lot of people are saying, some people are saying that it's better than the IV, you know, in terms of assimilation. So a good.
What is it called again?
Liposomal. Lipo, like lipids, like fats. Liposomal, living in lipids. So liposomal vitamin C. And you can find different brands on Amazon or wherever you want, but you're not going to find it at CVS. So you're going to need to just go get it.
Okay, on Amazon. Liposomal.
So,
yeah.
So Mary, a product that I like is called Livon Labs, LIVON Labs.
They were the starters. They're very good, yes.
Yeah, they're good. We've had them on our radio show a few years ago. We don't have any, you know, connection to them in any way, but it's LIVON Labs. The problem with it is that a box of 30 is 1,000 milligrams, and they're typically about $29. So it's like $1 a packet. But you know, you're getting such a high amount in each packet and it's so absorbable that, you know, you don't really need that much. But sometimes in the past, when I felt like a flu coming on, I'll do a packet every like 3 or 4 packets a day and just do that for a week or two and then just knock something out. So, you know.
I'll add that now that liposome, that the Livon were the first ones, and they are a bit priced because of it. There's this high quality. I would agree that it's fine and good to use. It is about $1 a packet. Uh-huh. There are some out there now that are in capsules, okay? So you don't have to swish it in water and try and swallow, chug it back. And the capsules are in a way that you can, you know, take several for the day. You can get 10 grams in easy a day. And 10 grams is sometimes what you need to really knock out the dangerous stuff. And they're cheap. Those capsules are easier to swallow and cheaper now. And some of them are very good. There's a couple different brands.
So, Sheila, I know you're familiar with Morley Robbins, and he's actually going to be on our show today, which is really fun. One of his research findings is that ascorbic acid, we have this protein in our body called ceruloplasmin, and copper gets loaded into this little protein. It's got a funny name, ceruloplasmin, but when copper is unable to get into that protein, think of it like sitting on the side of a street and getting into a bus, you know? If you can't get into the bus, if the copper can't get into that ceruloplasmin protein, it's not usable to the human body. And so in his research, what he's finding is that ascorbic acid causes that ceruloplasmin protein to fold to the right instead of to the left. And when it folds to the right like that, he's so geeky. I don't even understand where he gets this stuff. But what he says is when it folds to the right, it actually kind of, it's almost like the bus that you get in, it gets into a car crash and all the people leak out. And so the copper becomes unbound at that point and goes back into the bloodstream. That's why when you get a copper test in your hair or in your blood, everyone comes back with high copper, but it's because the liver's not making enough ceruloplasmin protein, or there's not enough retinol, vitamin A, to fully load that copper into that protein like we would get onto a bus. And so what he says is, high fructose corn syrup, ascorbic acid, and there's a few others, certain medications, most all medications, specifically like acetaminophen and Tylenol, these types of things, do the same thing to that protein and cause the copper to be dumped out. So that's why I assume he's correct.
That's why you don't load on vitamin C too much.
Yeah, so I've gotten off my vitamin C as a result of that. But what I will say is that people have overturned, like I was saying, people have come back. If you look at the work of Dr. Klenner from the 1940s, he was reversing people with polio that were they were so far gone, they were in a coma, bringing them out of a coma with high dose IV vitamin C therapy. So I don't recommend it if for myself or for anybody else, specifically ascorbic acid, if you're healthy and doing fine. But if you're on death's door, if you've got COVID-19, I would just go, you know what I mean? Like, I would just go get it done, you know?
Yeah.
That's my take.
That's why I was saying that to have it in the house, and if you think you've got something you're in trouble with, the 10 grams a day for a few days wouldn't be a bad idea then.
I think so too. Because you can't be a Nazi about all this stuff, right? I mean,
well, you got that, you know.
Yeah, right.
I want to be a Nazi about high fructose corn syrup if I can.
Yeah, but I like what you said. I know there's other ascorbic acid companies that make the liposomal brand. I've never tried anything other than Live On. Have you?
Yes, I have. I've tried the core brand, and then there's an AL, all, I don't remember it, but there's a couple. And then Mercola makes one.
Oh, okay.
So, and Mercola's is pretty good, and it's. I feel like it's comparatively high quality and affordable.
Around the same price, or is it cheaper than the Live-On?
They're all a little bit cheaper than the Live-On.
Oh, great, okay.
So they're all on Live-On's, you know, on findings. Live-On did a great job getting us started, but, you know, and they're still good. I have some in the house. So.
Yeah, we have some too. And I, you know, I'll use it in an emergency kind of thing, but yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, it's crazy. So David, you're here, I think, but I don't see your camera. I don't think your camera's on. Elisa's here. This is so much fun. Mary, how are you doing?
Good.
That's great. Is this your first time on the Zoom rooms?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Oh, great. Whereabouts are you located? I'm always curious.
I'm in Catlett, Virginia.
Okay. And so are they forcing you to wear masks everywhere, or what's going on?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of people that are just letting down their guard. I go to the chiropractor, and if somebody's in there with a mask on, they are all masked. And if they don't have their mask on, I don't wear my mask either. You know, grocery stores, you know, most of the masks are up to the vendors now. It's not really a government mandate. They call it a mandate, but, you know, Walmart, Target, they're the ones that are mandating it.
Yeah. Have you tried any of the things I posted where you can tell them you have a medical condition? I've had some success with that and sometimes not.
No, I have not. Yeah. But I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
Because I really don't like the mask. I don't really see the point.
Yeah, the few times I've worn the mask, I just pull it down over my nose and I just breathe through my nose, which is what we're supposed to be doing anyway. But I don't know about you guys, but it feels to me like the people that work at these places like Target and Costco and all those places, they don't want to ask you to wear a mask. They don't seem like they're really, you know, I went into a place yesterday to get some dog food for our dogs. And I said, you know what, I don't have a mask on, you know, are you okay with that? And she had a mask on and she said, oh, that's fine. Don't worry about it. You know, it seems like people don't really buy into this thing all the way. Do you see that too?
Yeah, I don't see the general population. I mean, Fauquier County, which is the county that I'm in Virginia, has been even through this whole thing as far as COVID outbreaks. And, at church, we're not wearing masks anymore. And people are just kind of calming down. It's, the flu season is worse than this. And we don't panic like this over the flu season. So I don't really get the COVID thing.
I know.
I really think if I got it, it would probably kill me. I'm 70. It probably would kill me, but I don't even know anybody who's had it.
I know. I'm that way too. I don't know anyone. Does any of you guys know? I think Jamie said that her daughter had it, but here's the problem is when you test positive for it, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but that celebrity, The Rock, came out the other day and said that his whole family had it. When they're testing, we all know they're testing for antibodies and exosomes, which aren't even tightly correlated to the virus itself. There's over 20 other things that it could be tied to, chemicals, stress, all kinds of other things that a certain antibody can be tied to, that when they say you test positive, it just means nothing, you know? So,
yeah, well,
the whole thing.
If I had stress, I probably would test positive.
Yeah. Yeah. We all probably have it, you know?
I'm not going to. Tested. You'll never know.
I know, yeah, right?
I'm not going to get I'm not getting the vaccine when it comes out. I don't take the flu.
Oh, no.
Good for you. That's right.
That sort of stuff. Silly stuff.
Yeah, that's
and it
so
worries
dangerous.
Me that everybody is living in fear. That's the part that bothers me the most is that all of this has created an atmosphere of fear in this country that is just long beyond anything I've ever seen or experienced in my entire life.
Yeah, it's wild, right? I mean, you see so many people that are walking around in fear and they just don't know. And, you know, if you lack knowledge, you know, you're easily controlled and easily fearful. And then it's sad because people understood what we know, like UBI and IV vitamin C and oregano and silver and all these things that you can use. It's,
I just came in on the conversation on vitamin C or ascorbic acid. I do dose pretty well on vitamin C every day just to kind of keep up with it. But were you saying that it's not a good thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that we're all just sort of walking around in the dark trying to figure out what's going on inside our bodies, you know. But there's a really smart researcher named Morley Robbins who talks about how it suppresses copper absorption. And copper is the number one mineral that regulates all that iron we have in our body. And it's the iron, the oxidized iron, that's causing the cells to not be able to utilize oxygen. It's the iron that's causing disease. So when we don't have copper to regulate all that iron, then the iron takes over and causes systemic and chronic illness. So the vitamin C, the ascorbic acid, not whole food vitamin C, but just ascorbic acid, according to Morley, causes copper to be depleted. So it's, kind of take at your own caution kind of thing, you know? But like I mentioned before, like Sheila was saying too, you know, it's, if you have some kind of problem, you know, if you're coming down with a cold or flu, I would just take it, you know, I would just take it. I wouldn't.
And I told my daughter way back in December to take vitamin C. She's 50. And she, at that time, this may sound weird and we just don't have an answer for it yet, but she was having female problems and they gave her either an MRI or a sonogram or something and said she had uterine thickening. And she started taking vitamin C. And she went for a procedure for, a D&C or something like that this week, Monday. And they couldn't find any thickening and there was no polyp. And she said, the only thing I've had is just take vitamin C, like 9,000 milligrams per day. And she said, I'm just going to keep taking vitamin C. I think it's good for what ails me.
Yeah. No, I mean, everyone has their, you know, people people are reversing chronic diseases with high dose IV vitamin C therapy. There's a guy in New Zealand who had cancer and some other disease as well, and they brought him back to life with IV vitamin C therapy. So, I think I'm getting some feedback here. Hey, Bobby, I think on your mic, I'm getting some feedback. I'm not sure. There's some really good reason to not take ascorbic acid, but whole food vitamin C has like these P factors, J factors, all these other constituents in it that cause it to work properly. So whole food vitamin C is like the best if you can do that instead.
Yep.
Lisa, how's it going?
Good. I was a member before and I had temporarily gotten out because I was going to school to be a health coach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was just getting overwhelmed. So I'm still overwhelmed, but I'm back.
Where are you going for the schooling for that?
Functional Medicine Health Coach Academy.
Oh, cool. Cool. Is it like a year or two program kind of thing?
It's a year program and wow. I've graduated and, but I was working and doing that and I've got the symptoms of a adrenal failure. So, now I'm, I think I've had it before.
Yeah.
I mean, I sound so casual about it, but you know, that's what you have to do. You can't get all worked up about it because
that just makes it worse.
That's right. Exactly.
Wow. That's cool. So you're going to begin working with people and clients here pretty soon. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I have been. I've gotten my hours in for my national boards. So in February, I'm going to take my national boards as long as the world doesn't come to pieces between now and then. Yeah. And, I'm going to actually, we're leaving here in October and I'm going to be seeing Dr. Berkman. I'm going to make the appointment and get in and, because I have, my neck has been messed up for a long time. So,
okay. Well, that's cool. Sounds like you're doing some cool things. Did you move out of a career that you didn't like and then, shifted into this?
Well,
kinda.
It wasn't, I didn't like it. I put myself out of a job because I homeschooled my kids for 18 years.
Oh, wow.
And then they graduated out. So then I was an office manager and that was a nightmare because, they expect you to do the work of everybody else plus your job and their job. And so I got out of that and we've been traveling. We have a house, but we've been traveling all over the United States for the last 2 or 3 years, and we've been in this house, and we're putting it up for sale, and we're going to go full time.
That's so cool. Wow. That's awesome.
Get rid of some expenses.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, right?
Yeah. It costs too much to keep a big house up.
I know. It seems like a lot of people are moving and or going on the road like you're doing, which is cool.
Yeah, we've done it before, so, and it's just me and my husband now, so the kids are all, I have a 36-year-old, a 31-year-old, and a 26-year-old, so.
Oh, wow. They're all over 18, so you can breathe a sigh of relief a little bit.
A little bit.
just a little bit.
It never stops.
Just a little.
What's that, Mary?
I said it never stops.
It never stops, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So I see Bobby here as well. I think your mic is off though. How are things with you, my friend?
Is that better?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, good. I'm just trying not to be distracting here in the background. I got my little boy with me and he's squirting me with a squirt gun.
Nice.
Good. Yeah, it'd been a couple weeks since I joined you guys. I was at work last time, so I figured I'd just kind of see what the chat was about and kind of sit in the background and kind of listen in if that's all right for a few
more
minutes.
That's cool. Yeah. Where are you in Arizona?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in Phoenix.
That's right. And you're going to go on the hike pretty soon, right?
Yes. Yeah. Coming up in about a little over a week, actually a week from tomorrow, I'll be leaving.
Okay, great. Yeah. Sometimes the names on here are different from the screen names. So it's kind of hard to put those two together, but, dude, that's awesome.
No.
So you're going to go
three from the front.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Paria Canyon's where I'm going. Southern Utah, and then we're going to hike to Lee's Ferry in which is northern Arizona. So a buddy of mine I used to work with, he now works for Phoenix Fire, and he's paying me back for a Grand Canyon hike I coerced him into going on a couple years ago. So
for those of you that don't know, Bobby, you're a fireman, right, or an EMT?
Yes, I am. I'm actually both.
Okay, cool. So I hope you're going to be walking and hiking with your mask on, right? That's part of
not a chance.
Okay.
Not a chance. And in fact, you know what? It's kind of funny. My wife and I, we go to this Mexican food restaurant down the street from us. Yeah. And we keep going there because they've never harassed us about a mask. And we met a fellow patron there who said, hey, it's so nice to see somebody with a smile for once. And then we got into a mass conversation. It turns out he was an attorney representing some restaurant owners on this mass debacle here in the state. So,
were the restaurant owners trying to make it so they don't have to require the patrons to wear masks? Is that what they were trying to do?
You know, I'm not sure of what all was going on. I figured I'd talk to him more about it when we meet here in a week or so. I actually probably want to get back from my hike because he wanted to meet and chat. But I didn't get too much information on them. I know the restaurant we go to, I mean, all their employees have to wear them, and that's kind of a statewide mandate that they're trying to follow just to stay open. So I can understand that, but they don't seem to be enforcing it too much on their patrons that come in. You know, I mean, it takes 15 seconds to seat you. How's a mask going to make a difference in that 15 seconds?
When
the rest of the time you're not wearing one, but. You know, and then I could go in on the whole, you know, mask thing, but it's just ridiculous in my world. So
yeah, it's crazy. And you take heat from all kinds of people because all your coworkers are obviously, you know, medically based, being a fireman and ENT. You know,
I think a lot of us are of similar mindset on that. As far as like when I'm on an EMS call or something, I'm required to wear it. That's a directive by our fire chief. So. I mean, I'll do it in small doses and makes the public feel better. But I just don't like participating in a lie. And I feel like you're participating in a lie when you act like it's, protecting you or people. And there's just, I haven't found any science to really, really back that up. You know what I mean? So, and you guys probably know a lot more about it than I do. Just kind of reading into it.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. That's such a good way of putting it. Bob is like just participating in a lie. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. But it was kind of interesting. You know, I was at the grocery store the other day and I walked in without a mask, and I kind of test the waters a little bit, you know, when I'm not in uniform and I go to as many places as I can without wearing a mask.
Yeah.
If somebody harasses me about it enough, I'll just kind of put it over my mouth and go about my business. I think I went into Einstein's last week and I just told him, hey, I have a medical condition that keeps me from wearing a mask. Yeah, I didn't, disclose what that is. I just, and the guy left me alone. So, I don't know if that route you have to take or not. But then, I also feel like I'm lying at that point. So,
it's one of those things. It's difficult. Like Lisa, you're saying, it's not being authentic, and it feels not only are you participating in a lie, but you're also, it feels like you're disempowering other people. Cause I'm sure maybe 50% of the other people that are wearing masks in that same grocery store, they want to have the courage and they don't want to wear a mask. And when they see other people not doing it, some of those people that are wearing masks are just like, oh wow, I can breathe a sigh of relief. I can do that too.
Well, and I also feel like I need to walk my faith a little bit, and uh-huh. I'm not trying to preach to anybody here, but what's going to happen, in the end times when we have to take the mark of the beast, the chip in the hand and in the forehead, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're this willing to comply on a mask, which doesn't do anything for you. And it's really, to me, it's just a sign of control. And this is easy to fight. What are you going to do when things really get tough?
Right. And, right. Cause
Not to get biblical, but that's kind of where I'm coming from on that.
I mean, even if it's not biblical, if it's just a vaccine.
Absolutely.
So Sheila, you don't wear a mask too often though, do you? I think.
No, I really don't. I try to not go places where I have to throw down. Like I'll go to open farmers markets and things for my foods. We're mostly plant-based food eating here. That doesn't mean we every once in a while have a really good piece of meat or something from the right places, but we're mostly based, and since it started, open markets and things pretty well. Fall's coming. A lot of those markets are going to be shutting down. I won't be able to just go to the farm stands, and I don't know what I'm going to do next. I have a problem with that because I live in a very this neighborhood's it's not Singapore, but what the heck, it's everybody does what they're told, and we're all in this together is the big mantra, and I am out, and I don't really want to throw down. I've just been trying to quietly do what I got to do and just not be at that point, but soon I'm gonna have to go to the regular grocery store. And I have made my I sew quite a lot, quite well, and I've made myself masks that are basically out of gauze. Yeah. So it's like I'm wearing it, but it's not really there. I don't know what to do besides that. I don't want the fight. I know that, and I like I said, if I get into that argument, then I've got, but whatever. And I don't want to go there.
Yeah, it's challenging too, right? When you have these ideals and you have these principles by which you live, and sometimes you're with your kids and you need something, like you need something really bad from the grocery store, and the kids are ready to go down for a nap, and you're in a situation where you really just need some kind of food or something really quickly. And so you put the mask on because otherwise you're going to be stopped for 20 minutes explaining stuff. And it's a challenging thing,
Yeah. I'm getting to the point where I also want to know how long I'm going to keep mask, because I'll stop wearing it when I have to go in for the quick, trip into the store or something, but
yeah.
Thanks for the leading, though. Thanks for leading.
What's that? I thought you cut out there, Sheila.
I said, thank you for the going with that.
Oh man, I can't hear.
Can't hear you, Sheila. Your mic's up. Oh,
I don't know what happened.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Anthony, I can see you, but I can't hear you. Or no, I can possibly hear you, but not see you. Are you there?
Ready to talk? So I agree with you about the natural vitamin C. Work ascorbic acid promoted to that. That's crazy.
Sorry, the what's next that thing is,
ascorbic acid, there's so much of it promoted, it's not good for you, like you said. You need the natural vitamin C.
Yeah, ascorbic acid. Yeah, that's what we were talking about before. I agree. Whole food is best.
Yep, that's it. That's the only one. Anyway, I found a company that makes a pretty good one. It's called Paleo Valley.
Oh, Paleo Valley.
Essential C complex.
Okay. Yeah, they're good people. I like them. Paleo
Valley.
Look
at their website. She compounded herself, or her family did. Next thing I need to tell you about is a doctor named David E. Martin, PhD.
Oh, David Martin. Uh-huh, yeah.
He's a wizard. You got to listen to his stuff. He takes all these guys down, Fauci and them. He says they all belong in jail, including Bill Gates, and he tells you why.
Oh, David Martin is awesome. Yeah, he's a smart cookie, isn't he?
I ran into him in a seminar a couple of weeks ago, and I watched all of his stuff that I could. Amazing.
For those that don't know, Dr. David Martin, he's on that movie Plandemic, which I actually put in into the COVID section here on the Academy under the resources tab on the left. And that documentary is there. And he's sort of the featured speaker in Plandemic. You guys got to watch that. Oh my gosh. Yep. So good.
You can go to his website. It's called davidmartin.world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
all that stuff is picked up there. It's a must watch.
Definitely.
And the fear that all the government's promoting is all fake. It's a hoax.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that for a long time.
So do you guys think, I'm curious what you guys think, do you think there's an actual virus and it's just like a flu virus that they're kind of over exploding, or do you think there is even such a thing as this coronavirus?
Well, they can't isolate it, number one. Number two is it's the same thing as a cold. Everyone's had those.
Right, right.
So if they pick up on one of those false positive tests, you know, that test is a joke too.
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah, definitely wouldn't recommend anyone get tested if possible.
Nope.
Isla, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Good to see you here again, man. It's been a couple weeks.
I jumped out late. Yeah, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I got caught up. And next thing I know, I'm like, man, I thought I missed it like last week. But good. At least better late than never.
Yeah. How are things? How's everything in your neck of the woods in Pennsylvania?
Good. Yeah, I was just in Miller's the other day, too. Just talking to the older gentleman there, the old Amish there. And it's funny because they don't even have electric lights there. It's all powered by propane. So it's like propane lights within the aisles. No air conditioning, cash only. Wow. Type of thing, yeah.
Yeah, so he's talking about Miller's Organic Farm in Burdenham, Pennsylvania. They have a cool. I'm going to get him on our radio show pretty soon. He's an awesome guy, but it's an old Amish farm, and he's got the best grass-fed meats and everything. Yeah. Isla lives like a mile from there or something, right?
Yeah. It's like 3 minutes away from me. Yep. And it's great. It's right up the road, but across the street, there's an Amish guy who does barbecues on Saturday, which is his, you know, wild chickens that he catches, and the whole family makes barbecues. It's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. If you guys are looking for a good source of grass-fed organic beef and organ meat too, it's Miller's Organic Farm, I think. If you search for that on Google, you'll find it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's an hour drive.
Can I go in without
my mask?
Yes. Nobody wears masks in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And the Amish actually weren't wearing the masks themselves, like even during the hit of it, they were just like, they don't wear it. They didn't want to wear it.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they weren't wearing it the whole time?
No. And, you know, I guess, you know, religious purposes, maybe that's what they said, and nobody was bothering them. So then I said, you know what, screw it, I'm not wearing my mask.
Wow. that's so cool to hear. So, Sheila, how far are you from Burdenham, Pennsylvania? Are you...
Only an hour. I'm going there before the weekend's out.
Oh, man. You guys are so lucky to live so close.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I'm going to check that out.
Definitely.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. Miller's Organic Farm. And what's the guy's first name? I forget. Something Miller, right?
Yes. I can't remember his name. It's an Amish name too. Is it Elvin? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. They're doing something right? Like they don't do the electricity. They do the Amish lifestyle off the land. They're doing something right.
Yeah. Exactly. They're living like we all should be, but we're plugged into this, you know, world of
this
consuming.
Matrix. So. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. And John is here from the UK, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hi. Yeah. I usually can't get on till quite late because it's 6 o'clock here in the UK.
Okay. Yeah. How are things in the UK right now?
Seem to be calming down, some more relaxed.
Good. Relaxed. That's good.
My dad came back from France recently, about 5 days ago. And they have to isolate themselves for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you were saying you got away with your wife for a few days, right? On the weekend. And
yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Good. How is your wife doing?
Masks everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got terrible pain in her left shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Left shoulder. She's kind of torn. We think she's torn the muscles.
Okay.
The muscle or the rotator cuff.
Did you mention that in the forums or no?
Yeah, she called up the doctors to find out about if she could get a scan.
Okay.
Like an X-ray. An X-ray. Just to see what's going on. And they said that the doctor said you've got to go on cocodamol.
Oh, jeez.
And she has, and she would have to have injections in the shoulder, and she'd have to see a physiotherapist.
Okay.
Before they'd even check the scan. So.
Wow. Can you find anyone in your area that does prolozone or ozone therapy? There might be someone.
I don't think so.
In the UK, I would look up prolozone or prolotherapy. You can also do like Regenikine or stem cell therapy injections. But if you have like a torn ligament and these types of things, or a torn muscle, for me, ligaments and tendons just take so long, for me at least, to heal. But prolozone or prolotherapy,
really?
You could search for them in your area. You could get some really good results with that. It's just an injection of ozone combined with like a sugar or some sort of, I forget what the secondary compound is, but basically it causes the ozone to work more effectively, and you can rebuild cartilage and rebuild ligaments and things like that, and torn meniscuses and knees and stuff like that. With prolozone. And I tore my ACL back in 2008, and I had a series of ozone therapy shots. So it could help.
I would like to suggest this right here.
Oh yeah. What is that?
It's called Christopher's Original Formula, Complete Tissue and Bone. Ooh. And if you rub some of you can get it off of Amazon. I'm not sure we get it in the UK, but, if you put that on every night before she goes to bed and keeps that on the elevated side, like don't sleep on that side, keep that one up on a, you know, propped up so you don't roll over on it. And you do if she did that for 2 weeks, she might be like, it's getting better. I guess it's just getting better. I think it's not that expensive. And they tell you to put it in the fridge.
Let me just write that down.
Excuse me?
Could I just write that down?
Yes.
What's it called?
Okay, I'm going to put it back up here. Okay, it's called Christopher's Complete, I can read it, Tissue and Bone, Complete Tissue and Bone. And it is wonderful stuff. One of the things it has in it is comfrey. And comfrey is called bone knit, but it does good on all connective tissue, not just bone. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Thank you.
It assists the body in healing. And she may find wonderful. It's like chicken soup. It couldn't hurt. You know, the whole joke is chicken soup. Yeah. It won't hurt to try it, and it won't get in the way of anything else she does, but it may give her a nice boost.
Is it like a cream, Shelley?
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, it is a cream, and it advises that you keep it in the fridge. But if you have it out, that's because for a long term, you wouldn't want to keep it out forever. But if she just, you know, keeps it by her bedstand and don't worry about the fridge for a couple of weeks and just get it on there, I think she'll see some nice results.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we'll try that because we've got nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not that expensive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah, so are you guys holding up okay with everything going on? Are you guys stressed out of your mind, or are you trying to hold on, doing well? I hope the latter.
We're all doing well.
Myself.
Anybody, yeah. Yeah, it's a, I don't think, I was telling my wife the other day that I don't think this time has ever existed before in terms of, like, if you talk to someone in their mid-90s, even, or 100 years old, I don't think there's any precedent for what's going on now to this extent in an entire lifetime. I think it's new to all of us.
Yeah. My parents would attest to that in their mid-80s. They say they've never seen anything like this. So. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And especially for something that is so innocuous, like, you know, 9,000 people that have been attributed to COVID out of 327 million in the United States. That's a 0.0 with four zeros in front of it, 29% death rate. I mean, it's like, for all of this, for something like that, is, to me,
the level of care and change. I feel like this whole thing is just an experiment on how far we can push the public. That's what I think.
Yeah. I've often wondered what the normal death rate is. You know, every year we have X amount of people that die. And what is that percentage every year for the United States? It, you know, you have to subtract that number from anything you say is COVID, because you're going to have a natural death rate anyway. It happens to 100% of us.
Yeah, nobody gets out alive.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's what they're able to get away with the numbers that are out there. To me, I can't understand how people are so controlled. And so it's really challenging for me to even be in a conversation with people who are afraid of this. But yeah. I don't know. It's totally disconcerting for me to see how many people believe the mainstream narrative. I thought more people got away from watching the mainstream news. I don't know what happened. I thought with the advent of social media, people were getting away from watching the news, but apparently that's not the case.
I don't think there is any news anymore. I don't know that there is. I think people make things up and throw it on there as being fact when it's not really facts anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they backed by? Who's paying for the programming?
Somebody who's very rich, I think.
Mm-hmm. Somebody very rich, pharmaceutical companies, certain public political agendas. I don't know. I don't think it's all clean information.
Pharmaceutical companies and Bill Gates.
Yeah,
but if you're
middle class or lower America, and you don't have time to delve into the issues and find the facts out yourself, that's what you're going to go by is, you know, ABC, CBS, CNN, and you're going to hear that and you're going to say, oh, this must be truth.
Mm-hmm. And along that line, you will also have a club of people that you hang around with, and going against that grain is difficult. Even if you say, maybe not, if everybody around you is saying, oh, but we've heard the news, isn't it terrible? It's mm-hmm. easy to do what you call your support group, but I call that a non-support group.
Right.
I know it's amazing too when you don't have the information we have, because sometimes I'll see clips, you know, on social media of the mainstream news. And it's funny because I'll see right through it, right? Like we all see the programming going on in those little clips that they put out there. But I try to think of it like I try to put myself in the position of someone who just sort of goes about their life. They don't know anything about what we know about, and they watch something like that. And if I put myself in that mindset, I all of a sudden become afraid, like, oh my gosh, there's death rates are going up, more cases, it's spiking, all these trigger words. And I automatically just start getting tense because of the fear that's being propagated. But the problem is that people don't educate themselves in what we know about. And so that fear just overtakes them, you know?
Right.
To know what you do, Justin, and do what you do. There's a lot of people who have jobs that don't even skirt around this, who are your age with young people in the house, and they are petrified for the life of their children, for the protection of them, you know, and the fear is overwhelming for some young families, not just old people, but young families who are, you know, putting in their time, and then all they hear is what they hear on the radio on the drive home, you know.
Yeah.
It's very and they don't know, get a clue. I don't even know where to send them. You know, how are they supposed to link in? You know, they're not linked in.
I know. It's a dance. There's on the COVID-19 section of the thing that I put a bunch of ideas, sort of grassroots, sort of boots on the ground efforts that we can all do. And I tried to list as many things we can do out in the real world, away from the censorship that's happening online. But I think it's going to take some of that stuff to start having conversations with people in our local area that are open and share ideas with them. And hopefully people start, you know, looking into things, and hopefully they're open-minded enough. But I have a lot of friends and family that just, they think this virus is the next pandemic and it's killing people. And if we don't wear a mask, then, you know, it's death for all of us. And It's sad. And one of the things that I came across was like this idea that, like my brother, for example, he is on, I think, 3 pharmaceutical medications. And I just want to say to him, you know, if you haven't taken enough responsibility in your own life to be able to live a life devoid of being artificially propped up by pharmaceutical drugs and the medical industry, if you don't have that level of commitment to your own health that you're able to live without drugs and medications, then anything you tell me is kind of, I'm not going to really believe it, because you haven't shown that same kind of responsibility in your own life to take care of yourself. So if you're being propped up by drugs, like your argument's kind of moot a little bit, you know? that's the way I look at it, you know.
I understand what you're
saying. What's that, it's Sheila?
I said, I understand what you're saying, and it's hard, especially when it's your family members. You want to say, look, there are other ways around this. You know, you don't have to be on medications. You just have to get to the root of that and lifestyle change, man, whatever it is, you know. And it's hard sometimes when they're close to you like that, like a brother. You know, I have a brother that's, you know, kindred. It doesn't have the same issues, but
yeah,
it's hard because once they form their reality, it's hard to pull them away from that, you know, and show them, get them to believe that there is another way even, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like someone was saying recently that trying to convince people that this is not as serious as it's being purported to be is kind of like trying to change someone's religion. You know,
yes.
It's so deeply ingrained, and it causes them to have to question, you know, why they've been believing the mainstream news their whole life. And they don't want to do that. I understand. Yeah. It's not easy to live in that place where you don't have everything figured out. I understand that, you know, but if you live in that place where you have everything figured out, the mainstream is going to tell you what to believe, and you're going to be afraid. So you almost have to, people are so addicted to their fear that you almost have to just let them be in that and just, you know, support them. But my gosh, it's difficult.
I found that people don't like listening anymore. If you're not saying the narrative that is going around, they don't want to hear you. They just kind of turn you off and put their hand up and say, you know, I don't believe you. I don't want to hear it. That's not what, you know, these people are smart. They're all over the news. They know what they're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. And they just close up and won't listen. That's frustrating.
I know it's something within them that remains closed, right? It's like something that we can't see, some psychological trigger that keeps them closed.
Well, a comment that my mother made to me after I gave her some of the stuff I was trying to show her, trying to just gently show, this is another narrative that's out there, maybe you can consider it kind of thing, was that she said, well, if the mainstream, if the people that we've been listening to on the radio are as evil as what your TV or whatever, are as evil as you say so, and as this narrative says, then we'd all be in terrible trouble. And right. So her rationale is, I don't want to be in that terrible trouble, so mm-hmm. I can't believe in that reality. I'm thinking, yeah, we would be. Maybe we should, you know. But, you know, that she can't make that shift, because that would be terrible if they were that bad. And yeah, okay.
I know. It's causing people, giving people, like Tiny was just saying, you know, all we can do is plant a seed. It's just something that we can say that makes them think a little bit further and maybe put a little crack in the armor of the mainstream, you know, like this CDC thing that came out a couple of days ago, to me is like one of the most breathtaking admissions. And for me, I don't understand why they did that, because they had to have known that people are going to run with this. So I don't know why they admitted that to me, you know, to be honest, but I think it's a huge bombshell that.
What did they admit?
They admitted that there's allegedly 161,000 roughly people in the United States that have allegedly died of COVID-19, 161,000. But now they're saying that 94% of that 161,000 had an average of 2.6 other comorbidities going on. So high blood pressure, heart attacks, diabetes, cancer. And only 6% of those 161,000 that died only had COVID-19 and no other comorbidities. So the admission was basically that only 9,000 people have died only from COVID since this whole thing. And that's less than the flu. So what I can't understand is why they admitted that, because they knew that people like us would run with it. But I don't think the average person knows any of that, you know? That's the problem, you know? I try to post it online to my friends and stuff, but, you know, you know, people just want to argue, you know? It's like you share a direct link to the CDC itself or to the NIH. I shared one a while back talking about how, have you guys seen that video of Bill Gates talking about how he wants to have tracking, you know, chips so that we know who's been vaccinated and who's not been vaccinated?
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah? My brother said to me, I don't see what the problem with that is. Like, why is that a problem?
Oh my gosh.
I can't have a conversation with you if you think that's okay. That's right, a guy yeah. that's not even a doctor, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's nuts.
People are asleep. No, that's it. But, you know, give it time. I think people will start waking up. More mm-hmm. people are talking about the truth. And this is a great awakening, like they keep saying. So hopefully people start realizing, you know, the perfect world that everyone's been living in isn't perfect. There's a lot of corruption and issues that are going on.
Do you have Isla, do you have a lot of people in your life that think like you do or that think yes. opposite?
Yep. So okay. like me, I have people that are obviously, you know, try to only affiliate with people who are like-minded. Obviously you have family members who don't agree, yeah. but people that I, you know, talk to, and sometimes you just got to give them time and they'll find their own way. And then like they realize, oh man, he was actually right. Because when I first heard about this, like, you know, 10 years ago, I was like, what is this? How is this real? And then you start doing more and more research and you said, man, this is real. This is happening, but it's just very scary to accept mm-hmm. it. So people want to live in the perfect reality and have the blinders on, mm-hmm. you know, that's what happened with most people, I would say. But you have to wake up sooner or later, right? Because when you live in this dream world, it's, you know, things are going on there. And if you just keep pretending everything's okay, eventually they'll put their plan out, whatever it is, right? We don't know mm-hmm. what's the master plan behind the closed door, but that's what it's being used to distract you, live your perfect life while they're doing whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's my beliefs.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I wish I could stay longer, but I've got to prepare for my radio show coming up in about 30 minutes, but I'm going to take off right now. But Isla, I think what I'll do is I'll make you, I think I could pause here. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, no, I think I could, I have to stop. Yeah. So I think I have
I'm going to listen
stop.
To your radio show. So I'm going to sign off.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right, guys. Well, I don't think I can make you a host. Isla.
Okay.
But yeah, I wish I could stay longer, guys, but I do have to go. So man, I look forward to next Friday.
Right. Definitely.
Good to meet you all. Bye. Bye.
Likewise, guys. Stay strong. Okay.
Yep. Right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
See you.